Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Thanksgiving by Emma Danzi. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Thanksgiving is a wonderful time of year as the United States celebrates this holiday of God's provisions. Many of us will be cooking casseroles, watching the Macy's parade, playing football in the backyard, and visiting with loved ones. This is not just a gathering. This is an opportunity to live out giving thanks in all circumstances. This is not just God's will for one day a year, but for every day of our lives. As we pray for Thanksgiving, may it remind us to be thankful always. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for holidays. Thank you for times when we gather with loved ones and celebrate all of your blessings. We pray that this Thanksgiving is a time of great gratitude and love for those around us. Whether relationships are strong or rocky, we are grateful for the opportunity to invest in them and nurture them. Thank you for the witnessing opportunities many of us will have with family or friends. Help us not to live in a spirit of fear, but of power and confidence in you. May our words of the gospel be pleasing like honey to them. Would you open their eyes to see the truth and that it will set them free? Jesus, would you please help us to live out the fruits of the Spirit and not live by our flesh? We pray that we would be a light even in situations that arise which are uncomfortable or hurtful towards our Christian faith in you. We pray for those who are grieving this Thanksgiving and the table does not feel the same without a certain loved one. Would you hold them near this holiday? Give them strength to make new memories and to be at peace with missing their loved one. Help them not to feel guilty or ashamed of their deep love. We pray that they would not sit in the grief, but that they would be able to find gratitude even in just one thing. Would you open our eyes to anyone in the community or in our neighborhood who we should invite to our Thanksgiving table? We see so many times that you, Jesus, welcomed people to the table and ate with a variety of people. May we not forget the powerful witness that this is to you. Help us to let go of selfish traditions and exchange them for new gospel-focused opportunities. You say in Philippians 2 verse 3, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility consider others as more important than yourselves." Help us to remember to consider others before ourselves. Please go before the food that we prepare. Thank you for the opportunity to have such an amazing meal. Please protect homes from fires and burnt turkeys. Please protect little ones from getting burned. Protect those making dishes from any mishaps with knives. We pray protection over every aspect of the meal preparation. Help those who have cooked and worked hard for the meal feel greatly appreciated and valued. It is often an unappreciated job to do. Give us fresh ways to say thank you to others in the ways that they step in. Help us to remember the most important thing to be thankful for is you and your gift of salvation, Jesus. The holiday and the food are temporary, but your forgiveness lasts forever to those who accept you as Savior. Remind us of ways in which you have saved us from the pit and restored us to the Father. Help us to be starters of spiritual gratitude during our conversations and as we eat. Reveal any ways that we try to put you outside of this holiday and focus on lesser things. You are the most important part of Thanksgiving. We pray that faith in Christ, prayer, and edifying Christian community would be visual examples to the next generation about what we are truly more grateful for, even though some years are more challenging than others. We praise you, Lord, for so many blessings that you have poured out for us. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.